the spring turkey hunting season, number 25 on this revised agenda.
Mr. Chair, Chad Switzer here again on page, I believe it's 121 of your commission booklet, would be the spring turkey hunting season. This proposal would include recommended changes or proposed changes for the next two spring turkey hunting seasons, so for 2021 and 22. You'll note that the archery, black hills, and our prairie seasons are associated with this proposal. Just to talk about some of the proposed changes that you have there, would be, for those listening in, just to have this on record, would be to offer residents 140 additional single tag licenses for the prairie units combined than was available in 2020. The next changes, like changes 2 through 6 on your action sheet there, are kind of stemming from some of the results of some recent turkey transplant projects where we had evaluated transplanting some turkeys either from cooperating states or from some other sources within South Dakota into some of the marginal habitat in eastern South Dakota. And for the most part, we think that has gone fairly well. We believe that those birds have probably saturated the habitat that is available for them, and I guess we don't anticipate those populations to really take off from maybe where they're at, and we feel that they're at a spot where they can provide some hunting opportunity for those spring turkey hunters. So recommended change number 2 there is to add Clark County to the Hamlin County unit. In Clark County, we conducted a transplant there in the late 2000s. Recommended change number 3 is to remove Douglas County from the Charles County unit. And I guess that is predominantly to try to, I guess when we look at managing turkeys, in particular in eastern South Dakota, we know that not all counties are created equal when it comes to the available turkey habitat within a county or unit. And we feel that by removing Douglas, and then on recommended change number 4 is to combine Aurora and Douglas together, that we're kind of putting together units in a package that resemble and have similar landscapes and habitat characteristics that would allow us to better provide licenses for spring turkey hunting opportunities. And then if there's ever a point down the road where fall opportunities are needed to address some turkey depredation or population control, we feel it'd be a much better fit to have these units together as they are as a result from management from a fall turkey season. Recommended change number 5 is to add Buffalo to Brule County unit. Number 6 is to add Beetle and Hand County to the Girald County unit. We've had some transplants conducted within those geographic areas in the early 2000s and then again in the late 2000s, and we feel those counties in general don't have a lot of great turkey hunting habitat, but when you look at that portion of that eastern Missouri Coteau where it meets the James River lowland, that drop off in there in those drainages does provide some pretty decent marginal turkey habitat there, and we feel it's time to allow some opportunity from a firearm perspective in addition to what we have there for archery right now. Recommended change number 7 is to increase the number of archery turkey access permits that are currently available at Adams Homestead and Nature Preserve from 20 to 30. In visiting with wildlife and park staff, we do have a plentiful number of turkeys. We've actually transplanted some of those turkeys down there over here into Stanley County at Oahe Downstream, and those birds seem to be doing quite well. Number 8 is to establish 20 mentored turkey hunting access permits for Adams Homestead and Nature Preserve that would be limited to bow and crossbow only. And this was kind of a unique recommendation that came from joint discussions between our wildlife and park staff. This is an opportunity that they would like to make available to get some more youth involved in turkey hunting in a setting that is pretty nice, I guess, when you look at Adams. I've never been there personally, but I've seen some photos and looking at aerial photography. It's just a really neat place to probably get a youth involved into turkey hunting and to allow for a bow or crossbow. And then number 9 there, Mr. Chair, is just to allow for uncased bows and crossbows for a resident hunter who owns that mentored spring turkey license and that access permit. We just need to modify the rule there to ensure that they're not breaking the law by having an uncased bow or crossbow. So with that, Mr. Chair, I know that's a lot there. In the end, it's kind of simple, but I certainly try to answer any questions you have.
Thank you, Chad. Any questions, comments? Any questions? Don't see any. We need a motion to approve.
Sharp will move.
Lindmeyer second.
Any discussion? If not, Rachel, please call the roll.
Beast?
Aye.
Lockton?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries.
Mr. Chair, I think there's one more piece to this to kind of formally move forward with the spring turkey, and I believe that's on page 124 of your commission booklet. It's an administrative action that essentially you formally adopt the number of licenses and license types by the hunting units associated with those tables. So we would need action on that as well, Mr. Chair.
Okay. We have a motion on that.
To approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, Rachel, will you call the roll on that issue, please?
Heath?
Aye.
Lockin?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries.
Okay, thanks, Chad. So the next subject is pheasant hunting season. It's number 26.
Mr. Chairman, Tom Kirschman, Wildlife Division Director. Before we get into the discussion on pheasants, I would ask that in your booklet you would turn to page 131, which is titled at the top, Upland Game Bird Hunting Seasons. This is in respect to grouse, partridge, and quail. This proposal that you have from our discussions the previous month, our recommendation and the proposal that you put forward here was one that was to tie the end dates of these particular seasons with any potential change that you may make in respect to the pheasant hunting season. A lot of good comments, concerns, questions that were brought forward yesterday. We had a couple of comments that were brought in from the public. And just as importantly, some of the comments and perspectives shared by a few commissioners went back and looked at this. And, you know, in the grand scheme of thing of all this discussion, the primary purpose and focus is on pheasants. It wasn't necessarily the grouse part of things, and looking at there's some different reasons for obviously extension of the pheasant season than would be specifically related to grouse. So based on all those comments and conversations, what we would like to offer to you before we get into the discussion of pheasants, based on some of those concerns and questions, we would offer up and recommend that the proposal, again labeled on page 131, Upland Game Bird Hunting Seasons, these again are specifically related to grouse, partridge, and quail hunting seasons. We would ask that you would reject this proposal, which in turn, if you would adopt a rejection, would just leave the existing season dates as they are, the closing dates, and just move forward then with the discussions on pheasants. These seasons do start earlier in the year compared to pheasants. When we're looking at this late season opportunity, it is more of a pheasant focal point. And so again, based on all those conversations, what we would recommend is that you would go ahead and reject this proposal, which would leave the season dates as they are right now for those particular seasons, and then we'll circle back and have the conversations on the pheasant season. Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back to you.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion then to reject or deny the other upland bird hunting season proposal, which is 27 on the revised agenda?
Be so moved. Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion on that?
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Sharp.
Oh, just a brief, thank you, Mr. Chair, just a brief discussion. I appreciate staff taking time to analyze that, taking our comments to heart, and moving quickly to fix what many perceived was an unintended consequence. So good job. Thank you for doing that.
Any other comments? Commissioner Spring?
I'd like to thank the department for changing that. That was a good deal.
Any other comments? Seeing none, Rachel, will you call the roll, please?
East?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries.